أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كمثل الذين من قبلهم قريبا ذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم. In the previous ayats, we read that Allah Ta'ala was discussing the munafiqeen that were in Medina Sharif in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah Ta'ala gives an example of them, of people who were just immediately in their past and which they know of, and from which, from whom they should have taken a great lesson. Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبًا. جیسے قصہ ان لوگوں کا جو ہو چکے ان سے پہلے قریب ہی. The example of them is like of those people who have been just there, just now, in a very close past. It wasn't long ago. They should have taken a lesson. And what was that lesson? وَبَعَدَ أَمْرِهِمْ. انہوں نے سزا اپنی کام کی پائی اور ان کے لئے عذاب درناک ہے. They found the result of the evil doings, and for them is a severe punishment, painful punishment in the Akhirah. This refers to, first of all, the Munafiqeen should take a lesson from one of the Jewish clans, which was Banu Qaynaqa. They also broke their peace treaty with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on which after a very short fight, then they were exiled from their homes and they were sent out. After that was the condition of the Banu Nadir, which has been discussed quite a bit in the surah, that how they were also without any fighting, they were exiled from Medina Sharif as well. They gave themselves up and they said, whatever your decision you make with regard to us, we are prepared to accept it. So they were also exiled. And just before that was the battle of Badr, in which the kuffar of Makkah came, and they also suffered a humiliating loss in that battle. How many of the top men, 70, were killed in that battle? Another 70 were taken as prisoners of war, when the Muslims were only one third of their number. And those people came all prepared for war. And Muslims did not go out for war at that time. They were very ill prepared. But yet Allah Ta'ala showed that how the Muslims had succeeded. So Allah Ta'ala says to the Munafiqeen, who in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they should all take a lesson of this which they've seen with their own eyes, and which they have lived through, and they realize it, that Islam is the true religion. Allah's help is with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and with the Sahaba, and they should give up their hypocrisy and they should also become sincere Muslims. That was in this world. As far as the Akhirat is concerned, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. اور ان کے لئے عذاب درناک ہے. There is a very painful punishment awaiting them still in the year after if they don't make tawbah and correct their lives. From here, a question might come to our minds that today generally we find wherever war takes place, the kuffar, as the media portrays it, has got the upper hand. Why aren't Muslims today also inflicting losses on the kuffar as it was in those days? The Quran Sharif itself gives that answer in another place. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be the most high if you are sincerely, genuinely practicing mu'mineen and believing mu'mineen. Today, unfortunately, our whole style is, whole lifestyle is like that of the kuffar. From our dressing, our homes, our functions, our gatherings, more and more we are going in their lifestyle. Birthday parties, this party, that party, all the more we are going into their lifestyle. So in that case, Allah's help, where we need Allah's help. And Allah's help will come when we will fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and live our lives according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is with that help of Allah Ta'ala that even without arms or ammunition, even without fighting or anything, Allah Ta'ala will make us victorious and superior. But we have to return back to the deen of Allah Ta'ala and to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah says that example is like similar to that of shaitan. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. جَيْسَ قِصَّ شَيْطَانِ کا. This is the same story like that of Shaitan. اِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اِكْفُرْ جَبْ کہیں انسان کو تو منکر ہو. When he commands a person to be disbelieve, or any other sin also, the lesser sin slowly go get more and more until he brings a person to the brinks of kufr. May Allah protect us all from all shaita, from all gunas, and particularly, very particularly, from the guna of kufr and shirk. And so what does Shaitan do? It comes in another ayat more in detail, and Shaitan will make a bayan on the day of Qiyamah. And then he will tell the people, I never forced you to commit any guna. If a person has an affair with a woman, an illicit affair, a person deals in haram goods, stolen goods or whatever haram business, in interest, fraud, all these things, Shaitan makes him do all this. And Shaitan says, you'll have a good life, nobody will know, you'll make lot of money, you'll enjoy yourself, you are having this illicit affair, etc. And when a person gets caught out, then Shaitan runs away from him. And you lost Allah's help when you committed guna. And now Shaitan was putting you up all the time, that do this, do that, you'll enjoy, this will go right in your life, you'll have this kind car, you'll have that kind house. And when the crunch comes, then Shaitan also leaves you. And that is when a person becomes completely perplexed, and he doesn't know now where to turn and where to go to. So this we have to be very careful about. Shaitan will fool us, and then we will realize Shaitan was our enemy, but then it is too late. So Allah explains this to us. إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اِكْفُرْ. When he tells to man that make kufr, disbelieve, commit this guna, that guna. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ فِرْ جَبْ وَمُنْكِرْ هُوْ گَيَا. And when a person has become a non-believer, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, or he has committed that sin, he's doing wrong, Shaitan will put beautiful pictures, and if you are a deeny person, in the form of deen, he will put beautiful pictures in front of you. That, for example, there is this woman I'm having an affair, it is haram, let me get married to her, it's more better. And when you get married, then more problems come. And if that woman is just after your money or whatever else, then you suffer the consequences even worse. So this is how Shaitan works. And he will come in different ways. Then when the problem comes, he says, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ كَهِيْغَ مَنْ أَلَقْهُ تُجْسَي. Then he will say, I've got nothing to do with you. And this was exactly like the Munafiqeen, their leader, Abdullah ibn Ubay. He told the clan of Banu Nadir, you people don't worry. We will give you our full support. If they ask you to be exiled, we will also go out with you in protest. If they fight against you, we will fight on your side. But finally, when they were exiled, they didn't make one move. They just stayed in their homes, covered themselves, and they did nothing. Or just like in the Battle of Badr, Shaitan came in human form. And he told the enemy, the kuffar of Makkah, that I've come with my army to help you people. So you don't have any fear. You are the winners today. And there's no doubt you are going to have the upper hand. But when Allah sent the farishtas and Shaitan saw the farishtas, he ran away with his whole army. And he said, I've got nothing to do with you, I can't do anything. So we all have to be very careful of Shaitan and the ploys of Shaitan. And then what he says at that time, قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ کہے گا میں الگ ہوں تجھ سے, میں ڈرتا ہوں اللہ سے جو رب ہے سارے جہاں کا. I've got nothing to do with you now. I fear Allah Ta'ala, who is the Lord of the entire universe. And that also Shaitan is just saying it for show, to show his piety, that I fear Allah. He doesn't fear Allah. He's committing gunas, and he's making the world commit gunas also all the time. But just as a mockery, as a show, he says, I can't do anything. I fear Allah Ta'ala. فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتُهُمَا پھر انجام دونوں کا یہی. Then the result of all these people, both of them, Shaitan, these munafiqeen, all of them, what is the result? أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَالِدَيْنِ فِيهَا. कि वो दोनों है आग में हमेशा रहेंगे उसी में. मे अल्लाह सेव अस ऑल, दे विल बी ऑलवेज इन द फायर ऑफ जहन्नम एंड सफर द सफरिंग्स व्हिच आर एक्सट्रीमली टेरिबल एंड देयर दे विल सफर इन दैट फॉरएवर वذلك جزاء الظالمين. और यही है सजा गुनहगारों की. एंड दिस इज द पनिशमेंट फॉर दीस रॉन्ग डूअर्स. In other words, Allah is saying, I'm not punishing them for nothing. I'm not just punishing them at random, torturing them. It is their own doing which they are getting back now. May Allah save us from every guna, save us from shaitan, and let us be obedient to Allah and the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.